Do you know, when I was a school teacher, they told me that I had to teach a thing called evolution. I said, I can teach that, no problem at all. I'll show you how to teach evolution, it's very easy. What a strange doctrine. What strange minds these people must have. Maybe some of you are here tonight. Very strange indeed. Have a look at it. You divide your board in half like this. On one side you write the word God, and on the other side you write the word nothing. And then you say to the children, have a look around at the world of design, and where do you think it came from? Do you think God designed it, or do you think it was designed by nothing? Forget about the amoeba, forget about the primeval germ, let's go straight back to nothing, shall we? Let's be honest. And if we go back to nothing, we can only assume that nothing was designed. And therefore nothing is here. Because if nothing designs nothing, there's nothing to design. And there's nothing to be made, you'll agree? The argument now is finished, it's all over. We don't need a court case. Creationism versus evolution, we don't need a court case, it's all finished now. That is the choice. And then I watch television programs and I hear about these wonderful things that God has made, and they dive in the sea and they find stuff they've never seen before. And so I tell the children that a scientist, a definition of a scientist, is a person who is discovering some of the things that God has made. That's what a scientist is. He hasn't shown us everything yet. The deeper in the sea you go, you find more stuff you didn't even know was there. God doesn't even care if you find it or not. He's a designer. A peacock came into our building. We were down the country preaching at a place called Calcairn. Anybody know Calcairn? Do you know where that is, dear? It's in from Albury, Wodonga. We had wonderful meetings there in a farming area, and we were staying on a farm, and a peacock came into the house one night, and he went squawk. And I looked at the peacock. I said to May, look at the beautiful colours. An old farmer told us this. He said an artist could paint those colours on that peacock, but only God could build the feathers so they come out exactly the right length. So all the patterns are perfect on both sides. So at the judgment, all it takes is one peacock and everybody's gone. It's all finished with a peacock, that's all. It doesn't need to prove anything else. And I was excited. And then I hear these men on television saying, 50 million years ago, whales crawled out of the sea and they dropped their fins and they grew legs. I thought, that's interesting. In my mind, I can see a great big heavy whale dropped his fins, he's grown legs. What happens next? Answer, he sinks in the mud. These people obviously are not thinking very clearly, are they? Not thinking clearly. Because he hasn't yet grown his feet, you see. You've got to have some feet, flat ones, to stop him sinking. But it takes a few million years to grow his feet, and so he sinks in the mud. However, they finally get up on the land, and then they get up a tree somehow. Then they come down from the trees and the result is us. I find that very hard to swallow, I'll be quite frank with you. I mean, it's interesting, but very hard to swallow. And then I see all in the newspapers, whales are beaching themselves all around the coasts of Australia. And wicked men are putting them back in the sea again. Don't they realise these whales are trying to become human beings? Now some of you, listen, some of you are not laughing, you know, because you're very angry tonight. Some of you feel like shouting at me. But I had a doctor on our Middle East tour one day. He said, Barry, the biggest proof against evolution is the law of entropy. He said, that means the second law of thermodynamics says that nothing ever improves of itself. Everything always deteriorates. You have a box of apples, one bad apple, they all go off. And you'll find human beings will not come out as we are today. Charles Darwin said the human eyeball was beyond his understanding. Beautiful, friends. Better than the best camera.
This is a powerful report. We'll put the full thing in post when we post it later. But here's the bottom line. What modern preachers do in their Bible interpretation is wrong, too. What the Darwin people said was wrong on purpose. They said God wouldn't exist. There are no scientists now that believe in the theory of evolution. Everything jumps at certain points because God changes it. Things do change, but they change in jumps. Okay? And the evidence of God creating it all is everywhere. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. That's why they say aliens made us to replace.
This Memorial Day, honor freedom and save big at the alexjonesstore.com. Right now, get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time, limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite Shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. Alpha Gal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop.
Introducing the new 1776 wallet from the alexjonesstore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500.
Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
In every major Western country, giant COVID facilities for the next, quote, outbreak have been built to lock you up under medical martial law. But they've also now been using these in Australia, in Ireland, in Sweden, in Germany, in England, to house military-age men. That's about 90% of those through the UN NGOs in the last 15 years accelerating, really 20 years, coming into Europe, coming into the United States, same UN NGOs, same globalist organizations, State Department funding in here domestically, EU funding it over in Europe. And if you go to the UN's own website and type in UN replacement migration, you'll get documents in 2000, 2001, 2005, 2010, 2012, 2018. Look it up. And it says, we're going to bring in 650 million migrants into North America, Canada, the U.S. by 2040. We're going to bring in 300 million to Europe by 2040. And they first said that in 2000. We'll pull up some of the documents. Now, upwards of 90% brought in on these boats and dumped off in Spain and Italy and everywhere else, and now here in the U.S., are military-age men from Africa, mainly North Africa Muslims, and from the Middle East. And they're funded by the NGOs and funded by George Soros and funded by the State Department. That's all out in the open now. But I remember the first time I saw this clip we're going to show you, it was over 10 years ago. There's thousands of these I can show you. But I remember when we aired this clip, and it was in the Italian newspapers. We wanted to make sure it was real. First time I saw this, it shows in a little coastal town in Italy, these big Zodiac boats funded by Soros, the same ones they're using now that you've seen thousands of times, you know, pulling in these big, long, black rubber boats. Each one carrying 50 to 100 men, and they jump off with knives, screaming, yelling, start raping, murdering, running through the towns, burning everything down. We can show you all that footage. You've all seen it. Like barbarian hordes. Yeah, there's UN migration, place of migration documents. Just go to the UN website. Don't believe me. Just type it in. They're going to replace Europeans with these third world populations they can control. And before they ship them into your country, they put them in UN facilities bordering your country where they're shown films and educated and brainwashed to believe that they're here to conquer the evil West, the land's stolen, that white people are bad before they're pumped into your nation. And you've got the ADL subsidiaries and Mayorkas' big group and even the Vatican and Catholic Charities funding it. They're one of the biggest. This is the plan. And then we got reports every day, you see them in the news, where two Muslim men will beat up a female police officer and put her in a coma at the airport, and they get no jail time. But you pray outside an abortion clinic 1,000 feet away, you get 2 years in jail. Or you criticize transgenderism targeting children, 3 years in jail. That's the UK, it's the model, but the EU is just as bad or worse. And what you see happening over there is the exact same NGOs that ran under Biden, the open borders, and under Obama. So I remember this footage more than 10 years ago. It's a famous case. You just type in Italian inn owners, Italian hotel owners. There's a bunch of these cry and resist police when all their paying customers are thrown out and their hotel is given to illegal aliens and in many cases no restitution. And then the thousands of articles over the years in Germany and Sweden, a town, a small village of 500 has 1,300 military-age men from Algeria dumped in it or Syria dumped in it. Shock video. Yeah, I said 10 years ago, see, 2016. I'm going from memory. I'm not playing around here. Crudish types in when I say. Shocked video. 80-year-old Italian hotel owner forced by police to house refugees for no money. I just told the crew, grab the old Italian guy, because that's one of the best-known ones. And I said, I think it's about 10 years ago. 10 years ago. Boom. See? But now we have footage of literally 50 or more armed Muslim men showing up to a farmer's land and evicting him, and the news didn't say why. This just happened 2 days ago. So I asked, just, is this ChatGPT or is this Grok? Grok, we asked Grok. We asked Grok what it was, and Grok told us. And I could have guessed. Guess, oh, they have a little veil while they did it. Who signed on to the UN's plan that Kerry talked about 2 years ago as the U.S. climate czar? To cut half the farming, or the, quote, earth would die and we'd all starve, because farming's evil. Cow farts are bad. The Netherlands, Ireland, and Sri Lanka have agreed, they agreed like 5 years ago, to cut half of their farming, but England's doing it, Scotland's doing it. It's on the news where they go, yeah, they'd pay us not to grow any food or raise sheep or cows. And then the other farmers that don't take the money, they send in regulators to shut them down. They are literally taking over. So then with this case of this farmer, he's doing peat moss. Like you can go to the local Home Depot and buy peat moss. It's really great for your garden. And you mulch it in with the soil. Well, where do you think that comes from? Scotland, Ireland, you name it. Because they got these giant peat bog swamps. And they said, oh, it's bad for the environment. You can't do that. And so we put fines on you for doing it, so we're taking your property. And then who shows up but a bunch of Muslims that look like Osama bin Laden in police uniforms that are fake, that the city government gave them, that's run by Muslims. And the government finances and puts them in charge. And they put, in major cities, you know, the one has a black mayor, she can't even speak English, from like the Congo or something. And then these men show up and kick the farmer off the land that his family's been on for 300 years. And you got all the footage in Ireland of the Muslims running around raping, killing in the streets. They're all above the law. You even criticize them, you go to jail. That's what they want to do here. And you can type in Illinois, California, New Mexico, New York, Michigan. I first reported this like 20 years ago. People didn't believe it. First state I saw was New Mexico. New Mexico passed a law. Look it up. Watch my memory. New Mexico, first state to pass law. It wouldn't be lifted on web anymore, but images they haven't censored yet. Click images. New Mexico, first state to pass law to hire illegal aliens. They still call them that then. To hire immigrants, non-citizens. You can probably pull up a map. States that pass laws that non-citizens can be police. And in some towns, half the police are foreigners that don't even speak English. But they will follow their orders. So don't think this is just in Ireland. So let that hit you. That they're literally bringing people in from third world countries, military-aged men, brought here as migrant invaders, brainwashed against the country. On average, 90% military-aged men. On average, upwards of 90% never get a regular job for up a decade. But don't worry, we got a new job. You're strong men that go out to that hotel or to that farm or to that village. And look what they've done now. All over Europe, they make people house migrants, invaders, in their homes. But now we're putting pressure on it. It's being exposed. And I started arresting all these illegal aliens that were superintendents of schools, mayors, police chiefs, LAPD, all of it. So when you see something in Scotland or Ireland or Sweden, you think, oh, that's over there. No, it's the same global UN program. So that's positive what Trump's doing. He's arresting all these fake police officers that have guns illegally because they're illegal aliens. The little towns can say they can be the police officer or the police captain or the police chief, but they're here illegally and they're gone. That's what ICE was doing until a few months ago when they backed off internal enforcement. We had Bovino on last week to expose what's going on. It's terrible. Trump was on track. Now he's off track like everything else. I'm supposed to just sit and say, oh, it's fine, fine. Don't worry about Trump. New Mexico was the first to pass it like 20 years ago. I guess they passed a new one. New Mexico lawmakers passed a bill allowing immigrants to work as police. I guess they updated it. That was last year. No, they first did it 20 years ago. So, you know you're occupied, folks, when Israel decides who wins in Congress and Israel's censoring Americans at the behest of the Trump administration. I don't care who it is. The EU's been trying to censor us, too. So has Brazil's been trying to get X to kick me off and all the rest of it, kick you off. It's just whoever it is, Brazil, Israel, I don't give a damn who they are. Mind in your country trying to run your life, damn it. But we have traitors in our countries outsourcing the tyranny. So here's the famous footage out of thousands of these events we've got on video of the man, and I looked it up years later, his hotel shut down, government took it over, total squalor, the illegals burned it down, if I remember correctly. But that's what they do. Free hotels everywhere all over Europe. 4-star, 3 meals a day, laundry service. They're raping the locals, barbecuing cats and dogs outside, just like they do in Ohio and everywhere else, whether it's the Haitians, you name it. Import the third world, become the third world. Here's the old news. Then I'll get to the current what's going on, because they're not just coming and taking your hotel now. They're showing up to take your farm. Here it is. Italian police force elderly hotel owner to house after illegal immigrants. 10 years ago. It's a radio listener. It's all narrated. All these white vans pull up. I won't allow them to come in, he says. I'm going to the hospital if it happens. Armed police show to bring in. When have you? Don't move, for God's sake. And they throw out his paying customers and put them in. You may have a heart attack.
No!
Now that's the Italian police going along with it. Now it's just Muslim and African police. They'll certainly take care of it. Don't touch any of my stuff, he says. Oh yeah, they moved him into his personal apartment. And here are the Africans they brought in, who were landed by Soros boats.
Non ci sono le chiavi.
This has been done all over Europe. This is an invasion, just like when the Muslims took over Spain. I've been here since 72. Migrants ask, what the hell do I know? Try to stay with these people for a while so you know how they live. Police don't care. They're following their orders to destroy the country. What the hell are you making coffee? So that's a famous case. And they took his hotel, destroyed it, took everything he had. And he's dead now. Now, let's go to 2 days ago in Ireland. And I've got the breakdown here from Grok. And their excuse was, well, you're not supposed to get peat out of the bog anymore as a farmer. It's a swamp. And so we're coming to take your land. And did Irish police show up to do it? No, a bunch of African and Islamic illegal alien migrants that have been in the country a few years. We looked up the local town. They are this auxiliary force, and they just show up and take your property. And out of the group of like 50 goons, there's one Irish guy with them. They can't get the Irish to do it, so they bring in the foreigners to do it. But then if you resist him, you go straight to prison. This is a takeover. And the Irish have every right to revolt against this. This is the invasion. Why do you think they only, why do you think the UN stages 90% military age men to bring them in? They want men. They want fighters. Here it is. All Muslims and Africans, mainly Muslims. They got a few Irish bikers there helping the old man. They have no visible ID, which is illegal. There's your foreign army right there. They're not going to take your hotel. They're going to take your land. They're going to take your wife. They're going to take everything you got. What do you think they do in the Middle East? Did you ever want it? Now, the British came, they fought them. Oh, but political correctness, if they're black or Arab, you got to roll over to them. They're using drones in the U.S., in France, in Europe, and there in Ireland. Because they tell you, you got to get rid of half your cows. They don't do it. Yeah, go back to the audio. And they then put fines on you and take your property. Because of the carbon tax. And there they are. There they are arresting people that don't submit. The farmer. But notice the few white guys, Irish, are the ones that use the manhandling because, wait, you're just there to back us up as the foreigners. We don't have enough cops to do it, but you're just there as the muscle. No, that's a Muslim arresting him. See, right, what, Pakistani? Got the Pakistani guy arresting him? I'm taking your property, buddy. We conquered you. That's how it works now. That's how this goes. But the world's always worked. You became liberal. Your women became liberal. And now you lose everything. Doesn't matter what you do, we're taking everything you got. Here's a poison shot that'll give you clots. We're going to cut your son's dick off, too. How's that sound? Have some aspartame. Have some fluoride. Just settle down and let us take your farm here, pal. We're going to build a big migrant invasion camp on it. And they ended up arresting him and taking the property. They got their little piece of paper right there with a good Irish trainer. Kicking them off their property. So that's how this works. You're being conquered. Replacement migration. You're being taken over. Let's play this lady right here. I can show you 1,000 videos like this. This is an Islamic woman saying, yeah, we won. We're replacing you white people. You lost. Here she is. Clip 31.
What is on the table is ethnic cleansing. When you are talking about the permanent resettlement of an entire ethnic group from the place they call home, that's called ethnic cleansing. And the
white British population has decreased by 600,000, while the minority population has increased by 1.2 million. So, yes, lads, we're winning.
And they love it because Western Europeans, white people, are paralyzed by guilt, or have been. And now they've gotten these foreigner numbers up to 10% or more, and now they're making their move. And that's what the Muslim call to prayers are all about. In Michigan and New York, blaring it out at 5 a.m. in the morning. In fact, I had one of those on the list yesterday or Friday. Try to pull that up. Dearborn, Michigan, just 5 a.m. And blocking roads and doing their call to prayer. You're like, well, good, let's blow up Iran. Israel's right. We went and blew them up. Stirred them up, and then brought in 15 times what there were here before 9/11. No, it's all the same globalist group. Our government put the head of Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. Israel founded Hamas. Israel doubled their funding. Netanyahu stood down on October 7th. Yeah, let's play the call to prayer in Michigan. This now goes on in Plano, Texas, Houston, Texas, you name it. This is called pissing on people. The left bit is called get rid of church bells. It only went off during the day. Real pretty, bong, bong, bong. You know, it's a clock. Nobody had a watch back then. Most people. But those are gone. That's Christian. You got to get rid of that, you know. And I got footage. Oh, get that footage ready, too. I forgot I said that to you. In Australia, in the UK, in Europe, in Canada, and in schools now in Austin. They don't tell the parents. They go to elementary school and say, today we got an imam here. You're going to bow down to Allah. You're going to pray to Allah. Here's your Quran. But don't hand out Christmas cards. That's Christian. You're not allowed to say you're a Christian, which you are. The school isn't supposed to have a state-run religion. You can't say as a valedictorian, I praise Jesus, which you can, of course. That's your right. The school can't do it. You individually can. Separation of church and state's good, so we don't get a state-run religion like Islam. And the Christians that aren't informed think, oh, no, we don't want to separate church and state. Blah, 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 blah. It's the defense against this. So here's the call to prayer, and then here's some prayers in New York blocking the roads, and then we'll come back with just the latest video of the kids being brought into bow to Allah. Here it is.
We're in Dearborn. This is the call of prayer. It goes off 5 times a day here in the United States. Would you like to hear this blasting through your neighborhood? They don't have a choice of whether they hear this or not.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
You know, it's not the crew's fault. I sent them over 100 clips today. They don't have the clip, the latest one that I'll just find on X-Gen real quick for you when we come back, of one little boy in elementary school didn't bow to Allah. He's in trouble right now in the U.K. But while we're at it, we'll just go to X and just type in children taken to field trip to mosque without parents' knowledge. We'll just show you 10 clips or so. How about we want to watch 1,000 of them? Also, they have schoolgirls in Wales dancing, 10-year-olds saying, I like Muslim men. Look, I'm ready for you, baby. And then the UN broadcast that in the Middle East and Africa, 10-year-old girls in schoolgirl outfits saying, come here, baby, I want you. You think I'm joking? No, I'm not joking about any of it. I have German children's television telling 12-year-old girls, marry a Muslim 25-year-old male. He's a real man. So we're going to pull that up during this short break. We're going to go to it when we come back. Yeah, here's a clip I sent them today. They found it. Look at this. I can show you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. It's about cucking you. It's about breaking your will. Like drag queen story time. I was a convicted pedophile. Sit there and fat man dressed like a woman shake his wiener in front of kids. It's all about what can they get away with? How can they break your children's will? Arise to it. Break their will. And support this broadcast, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feeds at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble, rumble.com/AlexJonesShowLive. Have a massive Memorial Day sale that runs through Monday, running right now. On top of all the sales at thealexjonesstore.com, you get 25% off the top on top of every other sale that's there. That makes many items lost leaders, but they're so good, we want people to try the incredible products, the ultramethylene blue, the ultramethylene red, the incredible bovine colostrum, the zeolite spike protein chelation detoxification system. It's all there. That means the deals are already marked down, but on top of it, you're getting an extra 25% off. So stock up now. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, and it will not last. It ends Monday at midnight going into Tuesday. And on top of it, massive flash buy one get one free sale is extended till Monday as well. Buy one T3 trifecta iodine tincture and get one of the very same size absolutely free. Get the ultramethylene blue tincture and get one free, or mix and match the two. So extended until Monday. This is a bestseller. Both these are buy one, get one free. The very best iodine, the missing link, the very best methylene blue. Incredible. They synergistically work together. Buy one, get one free of the T3 or the methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. And on top of that, we are selling out of the new Freedom Shield wallets that are very, very popular, that are RFID and Faraday cage, hold 25 bills and 20 cards. Absolutely amazing. Limited edition with 1776 and or the other design. Don't tread on me. Those are about to sell out by this weekend. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that funds this operation. And I salute you and thank you all for your support. And while you're on the site, it has the widest selection of Patriot apparel of every conceivable design and configuration. TheAlexJonesStore.com. You can also find the live feed of the show, the video and audio on the site as well. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now to keep us on air in the fight against the tyrants.
These new data centers will oversee everyone in the galaxy. I will be in full control.
Power levels are stable. Proceed with the install. Copy that. Installing the module now. Connection confirmed. All green.
Cable secured. Power to the cluster. Initiating boot sequence. Component locked. Running diagnostics. Archive systems online. Report to command.
Construction team, report status. Power grid stable. TK-421. Cabling complete. No faults. Proceed to phase two for the Empire.
Things are going according to plan. The Emperor will be happy.
The Empire demands perfection.
Status report. Any anomalies?
Diagnostics are clear, sir.
Proceed with the calibration. Watch for fluctuations.
I find your desire for privacy insignificant. The Empire's new data network will observe every corner of the galaxy, every signal, every act of disloyalty.
A disturbance in the Force there is. Feel it, you can.
Those who obey have nothing to fear. Those who resist will be terminated.
Ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
By the way, I'm hosting the third hour. We have a special guest I haven't announced yet. I should have done this earlier. It'll be a surprise, I'll tell you, at the end of the hour. It's going to be a big interview. A lot of people ask for this. I always save the best for last. Our guest is in China. It'll be joining us at like 6 in the morning for them. So look forward to that in about 26 minutes from now. The third hour tonight I'll be hosting when Royce White is doing the fourth hour from the belly of the beast of Minnesota. So here's New York again, taking over, pissing on everybody politically, taking over the main streets, letting you know who the boss is. Here you go with audio, please. And, of course, they don't let Christians do stuff like this. Christians wouldn't want to do this. It's all about dominance. It's all about submission. It's all about control. All right, so the crew, not their fault, I probably forgot to send it to them, did 10 seconds of searching on X and found exactly what I was talking about in the UK. This is the newest video. If I said I've seen hundreds of these, that's a lie. It's probably 500, 1,000. I mean, I don't know. Now, they must be hiding this stuff because I did a little searching during the break myself and had some trouble. I found a few of them, state hearings, city council, school board hearings, and congressional hearings about it. but not the actual newscast I saw like a few months ago in Austin, north of Austin, in Houston. I saw a bunch of newscasts. We're going to find them. I'm going to do a whole show on this. Where they come in and don't tell the parents, they hand out Korans, they have them bow to Allah. All the stuff you see happening in the UK and Australia and everywhere, that's happening here. Oh, but you don't talk about the Bible. They tell people, oh, at the commencement speech or whatever, you don't say anything about Jesus or you will take your degree away. But you are a private citizen. You're allowed to say whatever you want in your speech at a commencement. You're allowed to write a paper on whatever subject you want if it's on the topic they said and say you love Christ. It's the school can't have an official religion. But the schools are saying it's Islam because it's at war with Christianity and it's not compatible with the West. That's why the left has a fetish for it no matter where you are in the world. Here's the latest footage out of the UK. They take a bunch of school kids. By the way, their parents came out and weren't told. To a mosque, to bow to Allah, only one little boy didn't do it. Here it is. So that's the type of stuff we got going on. Here is a father in Texas speaking out to the school board about what happened. This is happening everywhere. Here it is.
America is a Christian nation.
Amen.
Amen. The principal, 1 year ago, the principal on the same day, World Hijab Day, wore that hijab and said she loved it all caps. 1 year to the day later, on World Hijab Day, Sunday, Monday hits, they're putting our girls in Sharia. They're passing out Sharia pamphlets, hijabs, Qurans, understanding Islam, understanding Sharia. Sharia treats half of this room like and these women are not. This is not a Muslim nation. This is a Christian nation. That principal knew what she was doing. And I am not believing that was one or two people at that front desk. Fire the principal. Yeah. You tell the parents, don't go online to get information. But what did they get online? Marco told the truth. That's where they got the information. And you did. Online. Telling us not to go there. This was dawah. Muslim proselytizing. Dawah. It's like me as a Christian going into a school and witnessing to these kids. You want me to do that? Let's go.
Yeah, I found the search parameter. Go to UK schools, take children to mosque. You'll get hundreds of videos. Texas schools have hijab day, Islam day. Just get ready for this. Parents aren't told, you name it. It is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, in the UK, an African Muslim scholar, this is just yesterday, tells young children they deserve to be raped because they're not wearing hijabs. Yeah, let me give you that video. I mean, the point is, this is what's going on. And now groups of Muslims show up to take Irish farmers' land because they wouldn't shut down farming because it's bad for the earth. Here's some recent testimony in Congress about what's going on in Texas. Here it is.
Is it true that your school's libraries offer Islamic literature like the Quran and other things?
Yes, so McMillan Junior High in Wiley ISD offers a Quran, but no Bible available.
But no Bible. So there's a Quran, but the Bible's not allowed.
Correct.
Is that true in multiple libraries?
From what I know, confirmed it's McMillan Junior High is one that I know of. I can look at the other libraries and submit them to you if I find any other findings.
Okay. Have you talked to the school about why they would allow a Quran but not a Bible?
So the principal's actually run away from me and hide, so I can't have a discussion with my principals because I act like an adult and they act like children.
Yeah, well, you very much are acting like an adult. They probably don't want to be on the record with that policy, given how egregious it is.
The Muslims vote 99% the same. Shiite, Sunni, doesn't matter. They get massive money. They're there to promote their religion. They go in and they buy off these governments. That's what they're doing. They come from tribal countries where that's how they operate. And decades ago, Keir Starmer was the head of CPS in the UK, covered up mass rape of little white girls by the tens of thousands, sex slavery, murder, you name it. That's all come out now. Open season on Europeans. So here's a longer clip of what I was just showing you earlier. I found like a 5-minute one, but I'm going to dig it up later. Where they take it from the school, brainwash him into Islam, all of it. And then that dovetails into some of the other clips I sent you. Here they are. Then we're going to shift gears into another big topic.
White British kids are now praying in mosques. Mosques and imams are openly converting people. Places like Lewisham Mosque are specifically targeting white British children and families, pulling them into Islam.
This isn't diversity, it's replacement. When native British children are converting to Islam, you know Britain is slowly turning into Muslim country.
Allahu Akbar. Allah, Subhana Rabbiyal Ah, Subhana Rabbiyal.
Look at this video.
Allahu Akbar.
And in every case, the parents aren't even told.
Allah.
If you criticize it, you're arrested in the UK.
Subhana Rabbiyal Ah, Subhana Rabbiyal Ah, Subhana Rabbiyal Ah. Allahu Akbar. Etahiyatu lillah. Assalamu alaykum, ayyuhan nabiy wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Don't knock me off.
Yes, so what happened?
Where's he gone? He was saying that I deserve to get raped for my shorts.
They have their
I can't imagine these young ladies would have just come up with something randomly without
that
having
said
something
that
said.
Is fair. That
but
is
whether fair. It was exactly what you said or seen as
what you are saying, what you are saying, you are reasoning
what's going
with
on?
Them.
Now,
what
the young ladies have made a but I don't want to be on camera.
Okay, yeah, what's going on?
The young ladies have made an allegation that the gentleman has said that they deserve to be raped. It's not. It's all an allegation. There's no
guaranteed. This African Muslim does not have a job. He's on welfare. Probably got three wives that collect welfare. And he's basically admitting to telling him, yeah, you're going to get raped because you're wearing short pants.
Don't knock me off.
They're just not compatible.
Where's he gone?
All right, let's stop there. Let's stop there. I'm going to move on. My point is, this is the globalist left's alliance with Islam, the red-green alliance, funded by the big banks, funded by the universities. This is what they want, the big corporations. And then we go over there and blow up the Middle East, open the borders up and bring them in, all pissed off. It's all part of the same plan, folks. Now, let's get to this before I tell you the big guest is coming up. When I host the third hour coming up here tonight. Believe me, you want to stay with us for this. In 1947, they set up the National Security Act and created the CIA. We had Army intelligence, Naval intelligence, all that before. The CIA was given above the law, license to kill, no congressional oversight, basically. And even when it was only a few years old, Harry S. Truman said, I wish I never would have created this. It should be destroyed. Kennedy said it should be torn into 1,000 pieces. And of course, they killed him. And it was set up by British intelligence, the British Empire, the Rothschilds, the same people that right at the same year set up the State of Israel. These are their own city-states, their own corporations, their own systems that are above the law. Israel has a get-out-of-jail-free card for any crime their operatives commit. They can run back to Israel. The CIA has this get-out-of-jail-free card above the law. The city of London, which is within London, the banking district, is a city-state above the law, can do whatever it wants. The Vatican is its own city-state above the law, do whatever it wants. And the globalists admit that's the future of their system for all of the globalist operations, is based on that. So Congressman Tim Burchett, who's seen a lot of the documents, but can't talk about it, it's classified, says if anyone were to link where the money goes, over $10 billion missing at the Pentagon, when the Pentagon fails its audit, they would be murdered. And that dovetails, this is a brand new clip, new interview, with a hearing this week. Here's Senator Josh Hawley, who, by the way, in the new internal Israeli documents run by the Trump administration and Gorka targeting Americans that are critical of treason, they are targeting him. All because the senator is a straight shooter that stands up for U.S. sovereignty, not even anti-Israel. So here's Senator Hawley telling you the CIA actually runs America, not Congress, not the president. The USA is run by unelected officials in the intelligence community. The hour is much later than you think. You should go watch the full hearing. I watched hours of it. Very powerful. So let's play those two clips, Congressman Burchett and then Senator Hawley, back to back. Here they are.
You have a Pentagon that has billions of dollars that they hide. We don't ask for any accounting of. They never pass an audit in the history of audits. I've often said the only way we're really going to get to the bottom of this is somebody's going to walk out of one of these labs with this information and puts it out on the internet before they commit suicide by shooting themselves in the back of the head five times.
I want to show you what Avril Haines, Director Haines, said to me when I wrote to her, Senator Braun and I wrote to her following this outrageous, ridiculous report. She wrote back to me and said, well, we declassified only what we could without endangering sources and methods. Only what we could. 5 pages of summary that itself has redactions. The 5 pages have redactions. And you're telling me there are literally thousands of documents. Why are they hiding all of this material?
I can tell you that the interagency process of declassification is highly bureaucratic, and that is being worked. And I think you saw just a few days ago, Director Gabbard released some information about the labs.
Was Director Haines, Avril Haines, was she involved in making the decision not to release the material?
I don't have any proof that she was involved in the direct decision. I have no emails saying that directly, but...
It was her office, and it's her signature on the letter to me. It's her office that sent the 5 pages. She's the one who said, this is what we have. This is all we have. You're telling me there were 2,000 plus documents.
No,
they sent us
that
5.
The first swath of documents that we're looking to. There's many,
more.
Many more than that.
I got you. Many, many more. Let me tell you what this so-called 5-page report, what it said. In its substance, to the extent there was any, they said, number one, that nothing that was researched at the Wuhan lab could plausibly be a progenitor of SARS-CoV-2. Number two, they said there is no evidence of any research-related incident involving Wuhan employees that might have been related to the pandemic. Now, in your experience, given what you have seen, are those true statements?
Some of that would have to be covered and classified, but no. They're not true.
Uh-huh.
If we wanted to get into details, I don't believe that's true.
So the United States government first deliberately violated a law passed by Congress, signed by the president, that ordered them to release all information related to the Wuhan lab, number one. Number two, they then violated the law again by withholding thousands and thousands of pages that they had at the time and knew were covered by the law. Number three, the conclusions, so-called, they released to the public are false. If that is not a cover-up, I don't know what is. And if our elected officials and unelected officials in this case, in the IC and ODNI, if they can get by with blatantly violating the statutes of this country and lying to the American people, I'm sorry, but we don't have a democracy anymore. I don't know what it is, but it's not a democracy because we, the people, aren't in charge. These people are in charge, and they're lying to us every single day. It's called a plutocracy and oligarchy. A deep state, a new world order. Professor Jean Shui Kin, super ultra viral for months and months and months, and I agree with 95% of what he has to say, joins us from China. He's waking up right now. It's 5 a.m. there. He'll be joining us coming up next hour, Jean Shui Kin. You don't want to miss any of this information coming up next hour live on this Sunday night transmission. And it was declassified, it came out in court, and whistleblowers that the CIA, going back decades ago, targeted us for destruction. Obama intensified it as I was a national security threat. Now Gorka has declared that, using outside Israeli groups to illegally run all sorts of dirty tricks operations against us. I covered that yesterday. I'll get to that more later with the new developments. But all I'm doing is being a loyal American, promoting freedom and justice and common sense of the truth. And it stands on its own. But even though I was wrong about stuff, and I'm wrong about some things, I have a right to do that. It's called the First Amendment. So remember, the hijackers of this country work around the clock to get me off the air. And that's why when you share an article or a video, when you share a live feed from Alex Jones on X or rumble.com/ the Alex Jones Show Live, it is a revolutionary act. We'll put that URL up on screen. Hit your whole email list. Your whole text message will say, this is the forbidden show. He's still on the air. This is what the bad guys don't want you to know. And maybe they don't want to go to rumble.com. It's free. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new official channel. Only launched 12 days ago. 700,000 followers. Well, thank everybody for following that. That's our new Rumble channel. It's excellent. You can find the Rumble feed, the X feed, our house feed, audio feeds at alexjoneslive.com. alexjoneslive.com. See that URL? alexjoneslive.com. That's the coordinates of resistance. That's the coordinates of standing up to these tyrants. You've seen the videos. You've seen the court hearings. You've seen them. The depositions admit. Yeah, the CIA. Yeah, I'm CIA. We did this to Alex Jones. Yeah, we staged these fake court hearings. Literally full fake productions. I didn't even know it was that bad. I knew they were rigged, but I didn't realize it was actually run by HBO, produced by the CIA in Texas and Connecticut. All lies, all made up. But back then, the only guy that had a really big show that was covering all this was me, which I didn't want to be that person. Made me a target. There were all these old-timers and all these G. Edward Griffins and Ted Gundersons and countless other people that knew about all this stuff and more. And the Ben Partons and, you know, all of them. But they would go to conferences. They would write books. They'd do a few interviews. But we dominated. We broke out on the internet right when it exploded, 96, 97, 98. You promoted it. And we reached, I mean, I would make films and they would get, like, before they got rid of Google Video, Endgame had over 100 million views when they just ended Google Video. They didn't ever censor it. They just, it was like fat people on treadmills and cat videos, and I was on there. And I had like 100 million views on the video, 50 million on this, 80 million on that, 20 million. I mean, the show every day, like 20 million views on Google Video. And YouTube was already operating, and then we were doing that there, billions of views a year on there, and billions of views on Facebook and all the rest of it. Just because they thought we were a joke. Oh, yeah, let that guy sit over there and do it. Oh, yeah, nobody's listening. Number one English-speaking show in the world. In the top 4 or 5 in 2012, 13, 14, 15, by 16, 17, 18, number one English-speaking program in the world. And I saw the numbers like, is this even real? But I didn't care about that. I wanted to get the truth out. I believed in you. And they came in with the censors and the control, the deplatforming, all of it. And we're still just stronger than ever. Because not just individuals listen, governments listen. Corporations listen. They know, we know what we're talking about. And my North Star, my pole star, my center of gravity is being right, is being accurate, being truthful. I tell you exactly what I believe, exactly what I know. And really the only time I'm wrong is when I underestimate how out of control and evil these people are. That's it. So, professors coming on. You don't want to miss it. Share the live feeds right now at Relox Jones on X at AJ and Live is the backup channel for the network. Follow us there. Rumble.com/ The Alex Jones Show Live. That's the new place to follow. And all the stations. Tell folks about the station. Promote the station. Support the sponsors. Become a sponsor. Support those stations. They're so vital as well. When they took me off everything 7 years ago, except InfoWars, we had that website. The launch band out video, that's all shut down now. We had the radio stations, about 200-something. Because of the Streisand effect, we hit over 400, and they started putting us on the biggest stations again. I hadn't had that since before 9/11. I was already in ascension, one of the top 5 talk show hosts in the country, grassroots, 50,000-watt AMs, hundreds of stations across the country. And I came out day one and said 9/11 is an inside job, and I lost 70%+ of our stations in the first month, but I didn't care. But I'd never had until the censorship started 6-7 years ago, the really bad stuff. 50,000 waters in major cities like Chicago and Sacramento and all. The Democrats would find out and harass the stations. They dump us, but the next big station, 10,000 watts, pick us up. The point is, you still got big audiences of talk radio, and that was our ace in the hole, was when they took us off the internet, we still had talk radio. And so it's so precious, and it's so amazing. And I thank this crew for their perseverance, what they've gone through, but this has been such a fight. It's been so legendary. If I just talked about all we've been through, we'd take the whole show up. But just know this, the bad guys sweat bullets at night. They wake up scared because they know I couldn't be bought. They know I got offered the biggest deals by Henry Kissinger and all of them. I could talk about that because they didn't say it was secret. They said it in front of my producer, John Harmon, who's been here 25 years. That was just one of the many times. And I meet with them to say, you should give up. Your program's not going to work. You should stop. And I'll tell you, in the last few years when I met with 4 or 5 of these people, Bilderberg Group members, you name it, they're saying, no, you're right. The old system failed. What do we do to change this? Because most of these people just came up at it and went along with it. They're not even, most of them don't even like it. That was my whole point about Trump, is we had a real shot in the first 8 months he was in. He was doing it. Then he went after Elon, kicked Elon out, and everything went to hell in a handbasket. And I'm trying to fix this. I'm trying to tell Trump he's being set up by Israel and BlackRock above it to kill the recovery. America was the real target of the Iran war. The world economy was the real target, just like COVID. The target was depopulation and killing the economy. The globalists doubled their wealth on average. The average person went into debt. The general public worldwide, look it up, lost half their wealth, and the elites gained double wealth. But what real wealth do they have if there's nowhere to spend their money? They live in a bunker. It's insane. So when I ask you for your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, you're supporting yourself when you do it, and I ask for financial support, and I sell you stuff that works. Because I don't want to sell you something one time, and you get our methylene blue, our methylene red, our Shilajit, our Irish sea moss, our bovine colostrum, and then it doesn't work. It's incredible. We go out and get whatever's the highest rated and private label it, or we take it and make it even better. But most of our products are private labeled, whatever the top brands already are. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We'll start the third hour with this amazing individual from China joining us. Highly recommended and requested by listeners. You want it, you got it. But the Memorial Day sale ends tomorrow night at midnight central. 25% off store-wide on top of all the other sales that we've also kept in place. This is the biggest sale in the history of TheAlexJonesStore.com. That means the deals are already marked down, and you're going to get 25% off stacked on top of it. This is the time to load up. This is the Memorial Day sale, so it ends tomorrow night at midnight. That's on top of the massive flash buy one, get one free sale. You can get T3, the very best, cleanest iodine out there for total absorption. The missing link. Take an hour to tell you all about it. It's incredible. Take my word for it. Just get it. That takes 2 weeks to kick in on average. Methylene blue kicks in like an hour or so or less. You know, instant gratification. You just want both of them, but tell you the T3 is so important. T3, incredible. Buy one, get one free. Ultra methylene blue, buy one, get one free. Or buy one T3, get methylene blue free. Or vice versa. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And that's on top of all of the other sales. 25% off on top of that. Methylene blue gummies, War Cry smelling salts, Ultra DNA Revival. Oh, that's so good for your mitochondria. 40% off with 25% off on top of it. Do the math on that. That's a loss leader. Zeolite detoxification, 35% off. Creatine powder, 35% off. With 25% off on top of that, that's 55% off. That's more. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Step into a wider world, get incredible products, and fund the Second Amendment Revolution worldwide. You know what you can do to fight tyranny? Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com, buy some great products that power you and your family, and share the live feeds now. We'll be right back.
This Memorial Day, honor freedom and save big at TheAlexJonesStore.com. Right now, get an additional 25% off already discounted products. Limited time, limited supply. Take action now.
Introducing the Gates of Hell Parasite shirt. Inspired by the tick that turned barbecue lovers into cautious vegans overnight. Alpha Gal approved. Order now before the next helicopter drop.
Introducing the new 1776 wallet from TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now with enough room to hold receipts from groceries that somehow cost $500.
Don't wait any longer. Go to the website now. You'll be happy you did.
I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex.
This is rocket fuel. This is incredible. This is rocket fuel. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is a cocktail I drink every day. A squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3. You are insane if you don't get it. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. And now I'm having this. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is the truth. Because I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. You understand that? Does that burn into your brain?
I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now.
TheAlexJonesStore.com.